it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of Gwynn and Chris, broadcasting live today on finally a Friday from the far corner. And we are on the corner of 10th and J, right here across the street from Petco Park, also across the street from the 10th Avenue Parkade.
Yeah, that's the easy way to say
it. I know a lot
it.
Of people park there when they're coming on down to a Padre game. If you park there, you have absolutely no excuse as to you know why you wouldn't come by here on your way into the ballpark. Come on in, say hi, grab yourself a $4 beer on the way in. I mean, you know, that's a pretty good deal.
You know what we did
down, get? That's a pretty good deal in the gas lamp on game day.
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We actually didn't get to say what the other special is for Far Corner. By the way, I have to correct you. It's not the Far Corner.
What did
it's
I say?
Far Corner.
No, I said Far Corner.
You said the Far Corner.
I was just, that was a throwaway word. I meant
okay.
Far Corner.
If the Padres hit a grand slam and they are at home, so a Petco Park grand slam from the Padres, Far Corner will give out $1 Coors Lights if they hit that grand slam. So it's only happened twice this year, but we were talking to Max, the owner of the place, and he said he's ready for a grand slam, and he's hoping it happens this weekend. But you come over to Far Corner, you'll get $1 canned Coors Lights.
If they hit a grand slam.
Yeah.
Slam Diego.
Yeah.
As it were.
Oh, man, can you imagine how many Coors Lights they went through during Slam Diego?
Yeah. Max, I want to say for Max's sake, it's probably a good thing he started that promotion this year.
I know, right?
He would have given out a lot of Coors Lights in the past. All right, it is game one. It is game 11, though, between these two teams. And frankly, Scraby, the Dodgers have had the Padres' number. I don't want to say it, but you can't avoid something when they've beaten you 10 out of the last 12 games, including the last two of the playoff last year. The Padres, for whatever reason, and this is what Tony and I were talking about in the first hour, the Padres, for whatever reason, have not played, I don't think, to their ability when they face the Dodgers. And I'm just hoping that this weekend that's different. And, Tony says it has nothing to do with pressing and trying to do too much. But it feels a little like they're pressing and trying to do too much. And that's when we go back and talk about, well, can they lay off pitches that are outside the zone? Well, in order to do that, you got to be relaxed up at the plate. You can't be trying to make too much happen, or Blake Snell will take advantage of that. So that's what I'm watching for tonight, is a relaxed approach. You got to draw a few walks against Blake Snell. He likes to walk people.
He does.
So
I mean,
let him
do it. He does
it
all the time. Didn't
yeah,
he
so
lead the leagues?
It.
He's the only Cy Young winner to lead the league in walks and strikeouts?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, anyway.
I had a thought about this because we always talk about, or the Dodgers, I'm sorry. Let me put it in their words. They always talk about how the Padres are just another team for them and blah, 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 blah. I call shenanigans on that because they got swept by the Angels leading into the series against the Padres. And then they get beat 2 out of 4. They split the series with the Rockies in Colorado. And then they look great against the Padres. It seems to me like they are getting up for the Padres games and just not admitting it.
But do you think maybe there's a little bit of a secret sauce there for the Dodgers that they say to themselves, they say it out loud, the Padres series doesn't really mean anything to us. That maybe they say it enough that they believe it to the extent where they don't press when they play the Padres. And, we know baseball. You've got to be relaxed to play your best.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really try to make something happen as much in baseball. And when the Padres tried to make something happen last week, we saw what happened. They had a bunch of guys thrown out on the bases.
Yeah, they did. And, I wouldn't mind seeing the Padres put pressure on Blake Snell early again tonight. Because Blake Snell is not the best at holding runners. So that's why they tried so many times, as we found out, to steal base last week, but I want to see pressure put on him early. I want to see the Padres get on the board early, not go behind hopefully by four runs, but get on the board first and go from there. Just let the game come to you.
Well, the Padres did get on the board first in the first game last Friday night, but they only led for an inning. And then the Dodgers took a 2-1 lead, and then the Dodgers led the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
So, the Padres' advantage is this bullpen. And you can only really fully take advantage of it if you've got the lead.
Yeah.
So it's all going to start tonight. We are going to go over to Scraby to read something.
And then we want to do the Gambit.
Daily Gambit.
Okay. This hour on 97.3. Well, I'm eating fingerling potatoes, so I felt like I should have said Gambit.
Okay.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Nativa Interiors. This Labor Day weekend, two iconic design companies are joining forces for a warehouse sale. Join Nativa Interiors and hold it. Contemporary Home and Miramar, and hold it Contemporary Home in Miramar for huge discounts on living, dining, bedroom, and outdoor furnishings. Call or text for more details at 619-215-6893. Kyle, Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. And Kyle, if you want, you can just go to the next bet. I should have told you that earlier. So, we had a bet on Wednesday for the Padres -1.5 on the run line over the Giants. Now, that was a good game. 8-1 Padres. So we win that one. Now, Ohtani and the Dodgers played the Rockies on Wednesday night, and the over-under was 11.5 total runs in the game. We both said under. Rockies won 8-3, so we barely, by the hair of our chinny-chin-chin, won that one. Ohtani, 6.5 Ks. Now, I know he didn't have the best night.
He didn't make it.
He didn't make it.
Okay. No, he had, I think, 3.
Yeah,
he was knocked around pretty good.
He was, and he also got knocked with the ball, too, because of...
He got hit with a line drive.
Line drive hit his knee, and he was out yesterday.
And he did not play in the game yesterday. They expect him back in tonight. I haven't even looked to make sure, but I'm almost positive he will be.
I'm almost positive he will be as well. J.P. Sears, over, under, 5 1/3 innings. You said under, I said over. He went 6. Only gave up 4 hits. 2 Ks, but hey, he pitched pretty well that night. Only gave up 1 run.
That was a good outing for J.P. Sears. It was an encouraging outing, but I would have been more encouraged if I didn't see like 9 fly balls get caught at the warning track.
Yeah, I agree with that. Total bases, who had more? Ryan O'Hearn or Fernando Tatis Jr.? Fernando had a double and a single, so that is 3. Ryan O'Hearn he was 2 for 3, but one of those was a home run, so he had 4 bases plus his. Did he have a double? No, it was just a single. So
he had 5.
He had 5 bases on that one.
It's Ryan O'Hearn's world. We're living in it.
I'm fine with it.
Just to review this, he is in the starting lineup tonight against a lefty.
Yes, which is I believe the right call. You have to ride with the hot hand sometimes.
Agreed.
I'm trying to look for the Dodgers lineup to see if Shohei's in there, but I don't believe they have put it out yet. The last one, or 2 more. Sparks and the Dallas Wings, I think it is.
Yep.
They played on Wednesday night, and I can't say that I watched the game, Chris. Did you watch the game?
I didn't, but I wish I would have seen it because Paige Bueckers had a breakout, remarkable performance in that game.
What did she do?
Scored 44 points.
Okay, good, because...
That was a rookie record.
Did Kelsey Plum score 45 points?
No, she scored 25.
So. That was our next bet. Who scored more? I took Bueckers.
Paige Bueckers, 44 points. Not only was she 44 points, she was shot 16 and 19 from the field.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
81-80 was the score.
They went under.
Yeah, they did go under. 182 was the total. Anyway.
All right, you went to, you scored 6-1. You had a good week.
That is a good week.
You were 14-7. I'm 13-8. So we don't have enough time to make today's picks. We'll do that in a second.
But I'm looking also for the Dodger lineup to make sure that Otani's in there. And he is. He's leading off as the DH tonight. So, Shohei Otani. There was no chance that he wasn't going to play tonight. But, you know, you can always dream. The Dodgers do once again, though, have, Freeland batting eighth at second base and Buddy Kennedy at third base batting ninth. Remember, the Dodgers, you know, we look at it from the Padres' perspective. The Dodgers beat us last weekend. They do not have a full team. They're going to get a little healthier tonight because Tanner Scott is going to be activated to be in that bullpen. But the Dodgers are less than full strength right now themselves. Remember, no Tommy Edman and no Max Muncy and no Kike Hernandez. They're missing some guys. And that's what kind of made last weekend a little bit even more frustrating.
It was.
That we didn't take advantage of it.
I don't know, Freeland, I was watching highlights last night, and Freeland had some pretty good hits.
He had three hits last night in Denver. It's the first time in his career that he's had a three-hit game. So he is coming off a good game last night against the Rocks.
The Rocks.
The Rocks. All right, we'll take a break. By the way, you those listening, you referenced the name Kyle. During this segment.
Yes.
That is Kyle Ovenshire.
Ovenshire.
That's what I said, Ovenshire.
I know, I'm just repeating it.
Oh, Ovenshire.
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 Okay, on the other side, I'm going to tell you what happened with Kyle and his last name with the Padres broadcast.
Yeah, but it's Ovenshire.
It's Ovenshire.
Ovenshire.
Yes. What don't you get about it?
I'm just saying it as much as I possibly can.
All right.
Kyle, we appreciate you joining us today.
Yes,
back
sir.
On the board at the studio. More Gwen and Chris. Hey, you guys, can they hear us here at the far corner?
I think they can, yeah.
Not as well as we
no,
did maybe
last
week.
No, they said they could hear us back there.
Well, let's cheer a little bit. Let's make a little noise. Let's get
there
a little
we
riled
go.
Up. All right. We'll start giving away some prizes, too, as Gwen and Chris continues live from the far corner.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here at Far Corner, Chris just got his headset on.
Sorry about that. I was thanking Officer Dave.
Yes.
Keeping an eye on the show.
Thank you, Officer Dave.
Thanks, Officer Dave. He's driving by there. Gwen and Chris is
yes.
what this is. Yes. I got thrown off by Officer Dave a little bit. We weren't doing anything wrong. He's a fan of the show, and he was swinging by, so we appreciate that. Be nice to your fellow officers out there,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, please be nice to the fellow officers. When I was a drinker, I would always be nervous around police because I didn't know if
you weren't doing anything right.
I wasn't doing anything wrong.
You were misbehaving.
I was, but not anymore because I'm not doing anything wrong. But thank you, Officer Dave.
Yeah, we appreciate him dropping by. We did try to give Officer Dave a little gift for coming by and being a fan of the show.
I can't love what
bribe,
he did.
Can't bribe the police. they almost put Hamby in handcuffs over there.
They did.
Because Hamby's trying to give him stuff, and Officer Dave's like, I
can't take this. And I love that.
Can't bribe the police. But
Rules are rules, Chris.
That's right. We can bribe all of you out there, though. We're at Far Corner, and we've got a Xander Bogaerts bobblehead to give away. Do we have some names in the hopper yet? Scraby, if people...
Yeah, we do. I see him right there.
All right, so before the end of this segment, all these people that are here that are in the hopper early, let's give them a chance to win the Xander Bogaerts bobblehead here in a few minutes. Scraby, what do you
X
say?
X going to give it to you.
Yep.
The one where he's holding his hands up like an X.
X-Dog.
X-Dog.
All right, X Bogaerts. We're going to do the GAT giveaway here shortly. Before the end of the show, around 5 o'clock, I just want to get this shout to everybody who's coming down to Petco. We have two tickets to give away to the Sunday game between the Padres and the Dodgers. You got to be here at Far Corner in the 5 o'clock segment to have a chance to win those tickets. So, again, if you're coming to Petco, especially if you're parking in the 10th Avenue Parkade, we're right across the street from that. So it's easy. You know, come on down out of the Parkade. You go across the street.
and you hang out with us, Little Gwen and Chris, until 5:30 in Sam Levitt's pregame show.
I got to say, this place is pretty cool because they have an area that's like a nice bar area where you can watch TV and you can watch sports. And then they have like a more nice lounge area over there if you don't want to watch
more
that.
More of a traditional restaurant on the other side.
And they got a great bobblehead collection in the second bar area over there to the point where they have a bobblehead that's pretty rare. The Tony Gwynn Sr. Baseball Aztec bobblehead.
Yep, they got that over there and a bunch of stuff on display. But Max, who runs the place, has been taking great care. We appreciate that. And I want to remind you, when you come by Far Corner, they have $4 beers, they have $6 Wells, they have $6 house wines, and that is throughout our show. They also are featuring the house drink here called the Jack Murphy.
Oh.
Yeah, you know Jack Murphy.
Stadium, I know
Jack
that.
Murphy did. You know who Jack Murphy was?
You know, someone
that's
explained
a fair
this.
Question now
it
in
is.
This day, day and age because it's a generation ago. Not everybody knows who Jack Murphy was.
It was explained to me, but I don't remember.
You don't remember? Jack Murphy was like the original big-time sports writer in San Diego.
Ah, okay.
He was like the columnist for the Union Tribune way back when. And it was his articles and, you know, prodding of the city that helped get that stadium built and help get the Padres here in the first place. So Jack Murphy, they honored him eventually by naming the stadium after Jack Murphy. Jack Murphy's brother, Bob Murphy, was a long time, maybe 30 years, play-by-play radio voice of the New York Mets.
Oh, really?
Just a little aside.
I needed to know this. I actually think that's interesting because I did think he had something to do with sports. I wasn't sure.
Right. Yeah. But the Jack Murphy beverage here features award-winning San Diego bourbon.
Ooh.
And a little grenadine, some lemon.
Ooh, grenadine's my favorite.
Bitters.
Love
it's got
bitters.
A bunch of stuff.
Let me see.
So here's
it. Let me see a picture of it.
That's it. The Jack Murphy.
This thing looks pretty delicious, I have to say. I'm not going to drink, don't worry.
One thing I can say that is delicious, the fingerling potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we
yeah.
got a sampling of the fingerling potatoes. Scraby and I almost got in a fist fight over who got to eat more of those.
Yeah, yeah, and then I claimed the last one, and Chris was mad and tried to throw it on my plate. And then
they're
it
really
ended
good.
Just going everywhere.
Really, really good. All right, Daily Gambit, let's do some picks today, Scrabe. On the, if I can find my sheet, you know, I get a little, we're out of sorts here when I'm on the road. Here we go. Dodgers, Padres. Dodgers are favored by 1.5.
Dodgers are favored by 1.5?
Yeah. I think you got to take that under advisement if you're a Padre fan. I mean, a little disrespect on our home field. But then again, Dodgers have won 10 of the last 12 between these two teams. I'm obviously going Padres.
Yeah, me too, but I got to think that Yu Darvish wants to bounce back from that ugly start for him last week.
First inning did not go well for Darvish.
No, and yes, I think they're going to win.
7.5 runs is all over-under tonight. Seeing more runs than 7.5?
What was the last Blake Snell game was 3-2?
Snell pitched in the 6-0 game Saturday night up there.
Was he Saturday night?
Yeah. Yeah, he pitched in that game, and then Darvish pitched in the Sunday game.
Who pitched
game
on Friday?
For the Dodgers?
Vasquez, but Dodgers.
Kershaw,
that's where it's at. I'm going to go under.
You're going to go under. I'm going to go over. I think it's going to be 5-3 Padres tonight. Yankees and Red Sox are playing this week.
Oh, they're delivering us a pizza, Chris, right now.
Yeah, we might have to stop the show.
Everybody, show's over. I'm going to be eating some pizza here.
Take a shot of that pizza for those watching on the YouTube.
Yeah, I'll try.
Yankees minus 1.5 over the Red Sox tonight. There's the pizza that we're going to be enjoying shortly.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Isn't it break? Is it time for a break yet?
I'll get there.
No, we got another minute. Who do you like, Yankees or Red Sox? Yankees won the first game last night.
Did you see Roman Anthony's home run yesterday?
No.
Oh, my goodness. This dude blasted one to the right field bleachers.
Okay.
It was just impressive. That's why I'm bringing it up. Yeah. What was the actual bet?
Yankees are favored by 1.5.
I think the Red Sox take care of business tonight.
Red Sox are not playing well. They have slumped since
they
left
have.
San Diego. I'll take the Yankees here.
I don't like to do these, but since it's just the last one preseason, 49ers 3.5 over the Chargers. Final preseason game. I think it's in San Francisco, if you're wondering, but
doesn't it?
Who you taking? 49ers?
Yeah, I'm going to take my team.
All right.
You're going to take the other team?
No.
You're going to be a Chargers lover?
No, the other team's the Chargers. I'm going to take the 49ers. Are you kidding me? I can't take the Chargers no matter what.
Did you see that they traded, 49ers traded for Brian Robinson today?
I saw that. Yeah, running back Brian Robinson, formerly of the Commanders.
Yes.
Is now a 49er.
Chris, if we're going to stop and talk about the 49ers for 1 second, not that you asked for it, they are so injured heading into the year that they had to trade for wide receiver Sky Moore from the Chiefs. They had to trade for Brian Robinson, the Commanders. I like Brian Robinson. I think he's a hard runner. But it's not good. It's not good. Football Talk on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, one more prediction for tonight. Minnesota Lynx, best team in the WNBA, on the road, 6.5 over Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. Although Caitlin Clark continues not to play for the Indiana Fever.
Yeah, did you see what... Skip Bayless said something.
Oh, good. I bet it was complimentary.
It was something along the lines of Caitlin Clark is out because the rest of the WNBA doesn't like her, bullies her, and all this other stuff. And Sophie Cunningham, Caitlin Clark's like defender, apparently, came out and was like, Skip Bayless does not know what he's talking about.
All you have to do is say the following words: Skip Bayless is an idiot. That's pretty much the only thing he understands,
you know what?
To be honest with you.
That word has been brought up on this show, and I'm, in this case, okay with it.
Yeah. I'll take Indiana, even though Caitlin Clark's not playing.
I'm
I think
gonna
Minnesota's
go
down a couple of players as well. You're taking Minnesota minus 6.5?
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah.
We'll see how the picks go. Scraby's 14-7. I'm 13-8. Both of us are doing quite well this week. Before we go to this break, coming up at the bottom of the hour, when we return to Far Corner, 10th and J, right across the street from Petco Park, we're going to have our countdown.
Mm.
Today's countdown, you don't want to go anywhere.
No.
The five things that we hate most about the Dodgers.
Yeah!
That's our countdown. It's coming up.
Dave Roberts.
You're welcome to use whatever you want, Scrape. The countdown can be handled in any way you like. But there is one quick breaking story that I think I should ask you about.
What?
Micah Parsons.
Yeah?
The Cowboys holdout.
Yeah.
And superstar player, and the whole world revolves around Micah.
Uh-huh.
He has scrubbed the Dallas Cowboys from all his social media.
This is the biggest non-story of my life, because this happens all the time.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen?
Does that really change the negotiations any?
I don't think Jerry Jones cares if you follow the Cowboys on
Jerry
Instagram.
Jerry Jones wouldn't even know how to access any of that stuff, would he?
Jerry Jones said he offered Micah Parsons a contract that would have made him the richest guaranteed money non-quarterback in the NFL. And Micah Parsons' agent turned it down. So now Jerry's mad at the agent. He's like, the only people that really matter in this whole thing is myself and Micah. The third person just injects himself. So there you go. Latest on that.
My prediction is Micah Parsons will be in uniform by the second or third game of the season.
Agree.
But he has scrubbed the Cowboys from all of his social media.
Man, I can't ever.
That'll show him.
Oh, man. Jerry Jones is so mad.
That'll teach him a lesson.
What, is he not going to like the game post or something like that? Gosh, I hate the whole scrubbing of Instagram of things.
That's what they're doing. That's the that's your big move nowadays.
It doesn't work.
All right, Far Corner, 10th and J, downtown. We're talking Padres. We're talking Dodgers. We're talking game one of the series. We're broadcasting live. Scraby, pick a name from the hopper. We got to give away one of the Xander Bogaerts bobbleheads before we go to break here.
All right.
Scraby's
threw something on the ground.
Down on the bar.
It's a bull in the china shop over here.
That is who you are. Give me a name, Scrape. Give me a name of the first one.
Matthew,
all right.
I love it. Matthew.
Right in the front row.
Come on
there.
Up.
Come on up, Matthew. Let's hear it for Matthew.
Yeah.
He's a winner.
Matthew and his mom come to every one of our things.
And not only that, look at whose jersey he's wearing.
Turn around, I didn't see.
He's wearing a Xander Bogaerts
jersey. Yeah, even better.
And he won a Xander Bogaerts bobblehead.
That's awesome.
Way to go, Matthew. Right, more prizes will be given away.
Things are getting weird.
I think people are starting to take advantage of some of the game day specials here.
Yes, yes.
Far corner, more Gwynn and Chris on the way.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Gwynn and Chris rolls on, broadcasting on site today, across from Petco Park, which is pretty much where we all want to be anyway. Dodgers and Padres, game one of the series coming up. We're 3 hours away from game time, Scraby, but it's already buzzing pretty good here.
It really is.
Inside a far corner. And again, we thank Max for having us out here. And not only that, we have a lot of places, Scraby. I think you'll agree with me on this, where we go out and broadcast live. But we don't ever really get to meet the people who, like, run the place. Max has been front and center, and I get the feeling like he's back there making pizza for us, you know, like himself. He's really doing a good job.
He really is.
So
he
we
really
appreciate
is.
Max for having us down here to Far Corner and the folks here. And we've got some more prizes to give away as we go along, including Dodgers-Padres tickets for Sunday's game. We'll be giving those away around 5 o'clock, so you're going to definitely want to be here. I got to say a shout-out to Katrina over here, Scraby.
Yeah.
She's got a Scrabinator shirt on. And,
yes, she does.
Katrina's representing the Scraby Show.
That is the actual – where's Renee? Renee was here. Renee is a Scrabinator. Katrina's a Scrabinator. Trevor right there in the City Connect, the Scrabinator.
We've got some Scrabinators here, which we appreciate. And Katrina's also from Pittsburgh, which is my favorite downtown in America. The most beautiful downtown in America, Pittsburgh.
It actually is.
And like, people are like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, just go there and you'll know what I'm talking about.
I thought the same thing before I went to Pittsburgh for the first time, and we drove through the tunnel, and you come out
the tunnel
on a bridge, and you're like, whoa,
it's incredible.
This is not what I expected.
There's something crazy about Pittsburgh for sure. All right, we're going to do our countdown here shortly. Our subject today is the five things that we hate most about the Dodgers. Before we do that, though, you wanted to tell the story.
Oh, yeah.
Of our board operator.
Yes.
Kyle Ovenshire, who's making his Gwynn and Chris debut today.
He sure is.
And he's doing a really nice job back in the studio.
Are we going to give him, like, a patch like the major league players get, where we get, like, part of our shirt, he gets it or something? You know what I'm talking about?
No, we're not going to do that.
You do know what I'm talking about, though?
No.
Whenever a player makes their major league debut now, they take their jersey and they, like, make a baseball card out of it. Like, they cut jersey pieces and they put it into the card.
Who does that?
The card companies.
Oh. Well, tell the card companies to do one for Kyle.
Okay.
I'm not doing one. Sorry, Kyle.
You don't want to cut off your shirt?
I'm not going to be efforting to do that. But we appreciate Kyle. But he did have a kind of a welcome to the
Radio
97.3
moment,
the Fan moment earlier this season.
Well, I hate to tell the story for Kyle, but I'm going to.
Okay.
So Kyle comes in the studio sometimes when we're leaving. So in the pleasantries we exchanged over the months, I finally found out, because on the broadcast they say Kyle Ovenshire.
I see.
And
they
so
were getting
he goes,
his name wrong.
He goes, it's actually Kyle Ovenshire. And I was like, really? Oh, I'll fix that. He's like, no, please don't say anything.
Yeah,
it's
because
good.
You don't want to say anything to Jesse. You make him feel bad.
Yeah, Jesse, I was more thinking about Dave Marcus.
It's actually totally Dave Marcus'
fault. It totally
fault.
Is.
Totally Dave Marcus' fault. He's got to get that accurate and pass the proper word along to Jesse.
So two weekends ago, I was down here, and I went into the booth, and I was talking, and I saw Kyle's name on the sheet, and I go, did you guys know his actual last name is Kyle Ovenshire? And Jesse's like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's Ovenshire, not Ovenshire. And everybody just looks at Dave Marcus.
Yeah.
Like, Dave!
Dave!
And so they gave him a great shout-out the next day about it. But I love Kyle because he goes, no, please do not correct them. I'm good with how they pronounce my name, and that is a sign of a good egg, as Mudcat would say.
He's a very good egg, but he's going to get his name pronounced a lot on this show. Kyle yeah. Ovenshire back in the studio. We also should thank Hamby over here, that great Hambino.
Yeah,
Nathan. We should say Nathan, who is still nice to us, even though we stole his basket of fries last week at Islands. They delivered this fresh basket right near the end of the show last week. Scraby and I just dove into it, and nobody told us that it was supposed to be for Nathan. So we felt bad on that. Alice is our guy who's got us down here today. And then there's another sales guy here. What's the other guy's name?
Rick.
I know Rick.
He's not listening. It would have been better if he was listening.
I know. Rick's not paying attention. But anyway, we got a bunch of, we got a bunch of people down here from the station, and we got a lot of fans. And, you know, there's even a couple of blue jerseys in here. That's okay. They can
Boo.
Show themselves at the beginning of the series.
But, I keep forgetting to turn on the speaker. I'm sorry, everybody out there who can't hear us.
Yeah, because I'm kind of talking to the audience out here, and they're not reacting.
It's because I didn't put on the speaker, so.
Are you ready to count down?
Believe
the
so.
Five things we hate most about the Dodgers?
Believe so.
All right, do we need to get to some traffic first?
Yes.
All right, let's do that, Kyle Ovenshire.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
You know, I was just looking across at the crowd here, Scraby, at Far Corner.
Yeah.
And just people having a good time.
Yeah,
this
they
is
are.
All about, right?
Yes.
Friday. You got a ball game. It's a big ball game.
Big
there's a,
ball
there's
game.
A definite, you know, a little more of a buzz here than if, say, the Royals were in town. People are excited. You got Padre baseball. You got drink specials. You got food. We're giving prizes away. It's just a fun thing.
It totally is.
I'm not trying to make it too simple, but it's just
no.
You got to appreciate that.
You
just
do.
Just people having a good time out here.
You do because it's not every day that we can come downtown and celebrate and then go hang out at a baseball game and see the Padres play the Dodgers for the division, basically.
Yeah, got to enjoy it, and we hope you'll join us. If you're coming down to Petco Park, remember we're at the corner of 10th and J, Far Corner, and we're going to be here till 5:30. Or 5:40.
5:35.
All right. Okay. Whatever.
Kyle, just hit number five for us. You know, I got to just pull back the curtain. Kyle's never done our show before.
Yes.
I wasn't able to show him where things were, and I'm doing a terrible job with all the other stuff we got going on, telling him how to do things.
But so, he hasn't missed a single trigger yet.
No.
Unlike you, who knows what he's doing and still messes up most of the time.
Okay. All right. You know, I'm going to do the number until he finds them, but number five.
All right. Kyle has got the countdown. It is our top five things we hate most about the Dodgers. Are you ready? It's great.
I'm ready.
All right. You go first. Number five. What you got?
Well, this is
Dave Roberts.
No, he'll make an appearance.
He'll make an appearance.
The trap. Oh, my gosh. Look at this guy behind us.
Hey.
That is crazy.
That is interesting.
That is interesting. There's
we
a guy
just,
who's dressed
we should
up
try
like
to
a,
describe it to people.
There's a guy are, there's a guy who's dressed up like a statue, and he's one of those statues.
He's got
guys.
The metallic paint
and
on.
Bronze, and it's good.
Okay. Right,
anyway, sorry. That completely distracted me.
Perfect.
My number five is traffic at Chavez Ravine.
Ooh.
Is brutal.
Things, I've been to, yeah, that is a great thing to hate about the Dodgers.
I've been to two Dodgers games up there.
You're
and
lucky you got home either time.
Either time, because yeah. You know how long we sat in that parking lot? 2.5 hours.
Hours and hours.
Out.
Yeah, it's the worst traffic in the world.
It's pretty bad.
Leaving
pretty
Dodger bad. Stadium, I think that's a fair one.
Yeah.
That is a really good one, Scrib.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. All right, number five for me is going to be the arrogance of Will Smith, who continues to try to tell us that these games just don't matter. I don't care for a guy that, you know something, Will? Have a good time. Like all these folks here at Far Corner, we're all having a good time.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to the game tonight.
Yep.
Will Smith is like, oh, it's just another game.
Just another game.
I mean, come on, man.
Just another game.
Have a little fun out there. And not only that,
his whole handling of the Profar thing last year.
Yeah. All of the above.
As I said earlier today, in my mind, if you're going to really load it up for some booze, I think Will Smith is your guy tonight.
I agree with that.
I think he's public enemy number one.
And then, I don't know why I want to pick on Pajez, but it seems like he's easy to pick on. So, Pajez got all angry the first time.
You're going
to
throw a few at Pajez.
Yeah, so that's a good one. That's a good one. All right, next one, Kyle.
Number four.
Nice job. My number four is the Dodgers fans who flex constantly, then when their team loses, they're nowhere to be found.
Oh,
I hate that.
Okay.
Because we see in our YouTube chat, by the way, you can watch our YouTube each and every day. Search 97.3 The Fan on YouTube. But we have fans that come in there and just trash all the Padres fans and trash everybody in there because their team won. But then when their team loses, like split with the Rockies, they're nowhere to be found. It drives me insane.
All right, number four for me, I'll go with the fans, just in general, Dodger fans. And here's my complaint on Dodger fans. For the last 32 years, let me take it back. For the last 37 years prior to last year, the Dodgers were basically a failure. They won the World Series in 1988. They did not win another one until the very tainted 2020 World Series. They were very, very upset every time you tried to bring up the fact that that was a bit of a tainted World Series. But the bottom line is the Dodger fans hated their team, hated their organization, wanted more, felt like they weren't getting it because it had been so long. Then last year, they win the World Series. Now they're walking around like their you-know-what doesn't stink.
Yeah.
Complete change of attitude.
A bunch of
Dodger fans
just came by.
Yeah, right. They look angry. But the Dodger fan to me, you were like totally anti your own franchise for 37 years. You know, talking about how they let you down and embarrassed you.
Yeah.
But now that they've won one, walking
hoity-toity.
All right.
Next one.
Number three.
I don't like Clayton Kershaw.
Really?
I don't know what it is about him. I just don't like him.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not a fan. Just okay. Of how he is very... It's not even about his views on things, because I know that's what people are thinking when I say that. It's not that at all. I just feel like he's kind of arrogant in a little way. When he's talking about the Padres and things like that, like I'm not a big fan of Clayton Kershaw.
That's one we're going to disagree on.
You like Clayton Kershaw.
I don't love him. He's on the Dodgers. But as much as I can like a Dodger, Kershaw's right up there.
All right.
I think he's a legend.
I don't know why. He just always rubs me the wrong way.
Okay. I'm going to leave it there. My number three is a personal one for me. I hate the fact that the Dodgers have not retired Steve Garvey's number.
Well, he's already retired a Petco, so.
Well, he can. I can't stand the fact that the Dodgers give Steve Garvey's number to Hyesung Kim. It just doesn't work for me. I did grow up in Los Angeles, as you know.
I do know.
I hated the Dodgers because every time they won, my mom would elbow me in the ribs. And I got really tired of it. But there's no denying the fact that for 10, maybe 12 years before he came to San Diego, Garvey was the god of the Dodgers. And they won World Series with him, and they were in World Series, and he did everything he could do, and they won't retire his number. We retired it here in San Diego for that one moment, but it upsets me that the Dodgers won't retire the Garv's number.
Interesting.
It's my own thing. It's my own personal one.
How was the reaction when he came to the Padres?
That's a good question, because it's really been a long time ago.
I know. Was there that sort of animosity back then?
I don't know. I think he was free agent. I think the Dodgers were kind of done with him. And, they
one man's trash is another man's treasure.
They paid the price because Garvey came here and, led him to the World Series.
It's true.
So I think the Garv should be more revered in L.A.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, that's my own. That's my like personal vendetta.
Okay, next one. My number two is the deferrals. I cannot stand how they took advantage of the deferral system. I know it's within the rules.
Deferring the money.
Deferring the money.
Okay, I was trying to figure out what you were talking about.
No, deferring the money until like 2075 when, you know, maybe Earth isn't even here anymore because of an asteroid or something. But it, yes, within the rules, drove me insane because it seemed like for a period of like 2 weeks, there was like every Dodger player signing, oh, it's deferred till then, deferred till then. They're making peanuts compared to what they're going to make years from now. I just didn't like them taking advantage of a loophole. So there's my number two.
Shohei Ohtani will be paid until the year 3510.
Honestly, he doesn't even need the money.
All right.
Well, maybe he does because, you know,
right, my number, two thing I hate about the Dodgers, I don't want to say this too loud, but they're kicking our butt right now. I hate to do it, but they are, which also makes all of our complaining fall on deaf ears.
It does.
Because we don't have anything to back up.
We do not have a leg to stand on.
We don't have a leg to stand on. We can't. I mean, how long can we go with we beat you in the 2022 playoffs?
I think that's expired.
Yeah, I think that's expired. So the fact that they've owned us, that's number two for me. I have something beyond that one, though.
Okay, I got another one.
All right. Number one.
Of course, it's Dave Roberts and that sinister sling. This thing, like, has bothered me.
The sinister sling.
This thing has bothered me more than just a sports fan. This thing has bothered me on a human level because he caused all of that craziness with Ken Rosenthal writing the article about the players and kind of sort of I'm not going to say that it was racist, but I'm going to say that it was unnecessary. And Dave Roberts came out later and said, hey, I was just trying to fire up my team.
He tried to trash, or unknowingly kind of trashed Manny Machado's reputation.
He had to have known what was going to happen because everybody already thought outside of San Diego that Manny's a quote-unquote dirty player, which he's not. And we saw the video of him throwing the ball over there, and it was not even a sinister sling. But to stand behind that to try to rally your troops, sure, it worked, whatever. But really, at that cost, like, do you feel good with yourself at night, Dave Roberts, when you go to sleep, knowing that you threw a guy under the bus?
Wow. Dave Roberts is your number one, but he's not even close to the most annoying Dodger manager ever. My number one,
Tommy Lasorda.
It's funny too because I was talking to somebody earlier and they said, "Well, the Dodgers, Tommy Lasorda was what made them great, and they just haven't been able to live up to that since." I beg to differ. Tommy Lasorda, and I'm going to just say it straight up, and I don't like picking on the guy because he's now passed, but Tommy Lasorda was honestly one of the most two faces too strong, but if the camera was on, the nicest guy you ever met. And if the camera was off, one of the meanest people I've ever come across. And I've always wanted to, I hate to do it to Tommy, but I have the platform to be able to, you know, out him a little bit. Tommy Lasorda was not a good dude. I didn't feel. Now, he might have been all right to his players or his friends, his family. But he treated people not well, and I saw it a lot.
You were,
and I didn't like it.
Yeah. I've heard this too. Randomly, like 4 or 5 years ago, I got into the elevator after a Dodgers Padres game, and Tommy Lasorda was on it.
Was he really?
It was so crazy.
Yeah,
but he was older at that point, so he wasn't really fired up. He wasn't insulting me, which I kind of now want him to insult me. But yeah,
Tommy Lasorda was on our radio show many years ago, and he was the greatest guy of all time. Like I said, if the microphone was going or the camera. You saw Tommy Lasorda. He was incredible. He loved the game, the Dodger blue. But behind the scenes, man, I saw a much different guy.
Right.
So that's always stuck
that
with me.
That felt good.
We're both a little more unburdened now.
I know.
We got our five things we hate about the Dodgers out of the way.
Hey.
All right, here we go. Into the 4 o'clock hour. Things are, again, picking up even more steam.
Yes.
Far corner. Come on by before you go to the ball game. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
Chris versus the fans on the other side?
I think so.
833-288-0973.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.